So hello, hello, hello. I'm so glad you're here today. I have a great topic. It might be a little bit dicey if you've ever had an abusive relationship or been with someone who just treated you wrong or was unkind to you. Often this comes in the form of a parent or possibly a child or an uncle or an aunt. Usually it is someone, it might be a husband or a wife. Usually it is someone who's close to you when it gets to be to the point where you can no longer take it. And so the book that we created, and it was a group of wonderful authors that created it, including the amazing Svava Brooks, who her story was just insanely scary, and she broke through the chains of abuse. So what we did is we went out and I just allowed people to tell their story and I encouraged them to tell their story. And one of my authors, Denise, who I've given her own episode of the show, it was one of those things where it's like the boiling frog where the water just keeps getting warmer and you don't really know. And then all of a sudden it's like horrible. And so what I did was I cultivated these stories that are quite timeless in nature. One is called The Footprint on My Face by Sarah Flowers, and she outlines getting through a really wretched situation and changing it in. I love each of the authors who wrote stories in this book. Don't Let the Blonde Hair and Pink Nails Fool You is from Denise. A Whole New World, Chelsea Gibson. Thriving Beyond Abuse When Surviving Isn't Enough. Breaking Up is Magic Too. Those are some of the names of the stories. And I'll just kind of share with you that if you find yourself in a scenario, and for me, it's something that it wasn't. Like, there were no welts on my arms, right? It wasn't a physical thing, right? So it was more of a demeaning treatment or a dumbing down, being treated as though I were less than. And I, for me, and I can't explain anyone else's life, but for me, there was a desperation of trying to please that sat at the center of it, that would do anything and pretzel oneself into anything in order to please. And so, if that's you, first of all, the steps to get over this, because we could go on forever about being in really crappy relationships, but it's really setting a standard and setting a boundary, being willing to be alone, being willing not to be in relationship if relationship is that bad, you know? And I remember this one job I had. It was really actually on paper a beautiful job, but it was in this really challenging physical location, and there was an expectation of sitting in an office from 8 to 5, which doesn't work for me very well. I love working on my own hours when I feel like working and working hard, but not being in an office. I like working from wherever I'm inspired to work from. So yeah, I'm a little bit challenging to work with in general. So I was driving home, and I was stuck in traffic, and it was a really long drive home. I think it was like 2 hours. It was 40 minutes without traffic, but it was 2 hours in traffic. And my kids were in a daycare, which I also wasn't that happy about. And so I'm driving home, sitting in traffic, and I just remember thinking, like, there is something better than this. It was like, there is something better than this. That. And I let go of that position, and there was something a lot better than that. It was true. There was something better than that, right? So as you break up with abuse, if abuse is really something that has been a pattern in your life, like me, it's not something that just happened one time and that was it, and then you got over it and you're done and you're like happy and everything's good. It could be where you keep allowing people to run over you like trucks. If that's the case, You want to just start from within and begin to just keep defining yourself and watch your reactions. Watch your reactions. The reaction is the fuel for the abuser. So when there's no reaction, over time, it becomes futile, right? And then the only other thing I can say is if you sometimes react really badly and other times you blow it off, unfortunately, what that does is it actually reinforces it harder. It's intermittent, which means they'll push, 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 push to try to get a reaction. So the grace happens when there is a peace within, and then there is a unwillingness to go into reaction. And once that happens, there's this freedom that's really big and expansive. And from that space, all creation can happen. And so I just want to say to you, if you've been through anything really challenging, first of all, there are resources. There are people who cannot not help. There are people who would just love to help you. There are people who are gifted with helping people through these kinds of things. And so just kind of allow the fact that there are helpers, there are avenues of resources. And this book, A New Day Dawns, Breaking Up with Abuse, oldie but goodie, go get a copy on Amazon. Let's see, I have it for 99 cents from October 24th to October 28th. And again, it's called Breaking Up with Abuse. A New Day Dawns, Breaking Up with Abuse. You can look at my name, Erica Glessing. It's only 99 cents from October 24th to October 28th. The rest of the time, it's not that expensive for the Kindle. So go ahead and just grab a copy and let the stories of the brave, brave people. And actually, there's one guy who also wrote in it, mostly women though, and really just let yourself be nourished by their amazing stories of valiant, valiant recovery.